Welcome to the Commercial Property Investor Podcast, the show dedicated to the private investor, and I'm your host, Jerry Alexander. We want to show you how to cross the divide from residential investing over to commercial property investing. Through interviews, tips, and lessons learned, we share experiences of investing and give you the inspiration, knowledge, and confidence to enjoy this great cash flowing strategy. So let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast. Did you get a chance to catch last week's episode? It was our 150th show and Bob Keeler came and joined me. It was a fantastic episode. If you have not managed to do so yet, you have my permission to put me on pause right now and to go over to listen to that episode. Despite my sound not working particularly well, user error on my part, we have received the most amount of feedback about that interview. All good, of course. It's been really great to get that feedback. If you haven't given any and you really enjoyed that, please do leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify or just reach out directly to us. It went down really well. If you haven't listened to it, as I say, go back and listen to that episode now. And Bob talked about business storytelling and the art of persuasion. And I can let you into a secret too. Bob's actually agreed to record another episode too, so keep your eye out for that release. It's going to be about values in your business and how they can transform how you do business, how you engage with your team, the increase in output, and of course, the commitment that you'll get from customers. So if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, take a moment just now to do so you don't miss that second installment from Bob. Right, let's get into today's episode. I've been using the phrase, or a phrase, at the end of each podcast and around some of the commercial property training events. And that, of course, is get in the swim. Have you heard that one yet? A few people have said to me, Jerry, I've listened to a few of your podcasts now and I just want to get started. But how do I get into this swim thing? What are you talking about? Okay, good question. The essence of what I'm saying is pull your big pants up and go out and talk to some people in the commercial marketplace and the broader business community. Lots of people have said to me, I don't know what to ask or what to talk about. This is really in relation to agents, to be fair. Commercial agents seems to be the first stop for most people. I don't know enough to string a sensible conversation together about this topic of commercial property, and they're going to find me out. And I'm going to feel really stupid. In other words, I'm scared. I totally get that. But when learning to ski or to ride a bike, you have to take a few of the bumps, maybe the odd faceplant, to get good. It's the same thing here. You might not have to get hurt so much. But every step teaches you about how to get better in this industry. This question actually made me write up a PDF about that first meeting with a commercial agent and how it's really a fact-finding mission. There's lots of questions there you can ask them to keep the conversation moving and to find some solid information about your target area. So things like, what's the most popular stock potential tenants are asking you or your team for right now? In other words, if you're looking at industrial or retail or office space, what is it that's going off the shelves really fast? And of course, the contrary to that is what's sticking on the market and not selling so fast? Now, of course, you're going to get back general opinions here, general observations about the market. So if you're talking about industrial, for instance, or shops, let's talk about retail. You're asking from the point of view of retail. You need to dig further into the specifics when you talk to them and they give you those general opinions about, yeah, retail's not very good, nobody's touching it, or whatever. You need to dig in further. So it's those things about, what about the size of space that's selling and the size of space that's not? What about the quality of that space? Is there something in that? Are good quality spaces being let faster, or is it more just back to brick spaces for retail that are going better? And what about the lease length? Are people looking at 10-year leases? That's what's going because they want to have commitment? I think we all know the answer to that question, right? But is it shorter commitment? Is it even licenses? So what you're trying to do is pick through those general opinions and actually work out what's going on. But what I'm really sharing with you here when you're getting in the swim is when you meet with agents, keep asking questions. So other things you might want to ask are, or to find out would be, what's the typical square foot rental in that area that you're targeting? What's the cap rate? I hate that phrase, but basically, what's the multiple people are willing to pay for a property, a multiple of the net income? Or the other side of the same coin is, what's the ROI, or return investments investors are expecting right now? So the yield is another phrase. I'm interchanging all these: cap rate, yield, multiple, ROI. Basically, the return on investment in retail at the moment has been punished a little bit, and it's actually higher than it was. And industrial, it's lower. So investing in industrial right now, you're going to get less returns because it's just becoming more expensive. So finding out some of those basics will be key bits of information that you're going to find out from different agents and different people that you need to jot down. So getting in the swim isn't just about agents, though. Although they are important for fact finding, because at the end of the day, they're in the swim every day. But there's other factors here too. So let's talk about some of those other aspects of getting in the swim. Get networking and meeting other general businesses. So this isn't perhaps networking the scout camp or whatever, the parents, although that might help, you never know. It's actually being pretty deliberate, going along to maybe chamber events, B&I events, business networking events where you can meet other businesses and talk to them a little bit about, in the conversation, about their commercial premises or what they use. And if they're in landlord, if they don't own their own property and they're in rented accommodation, what do they like? What's not working for them? What size is it? All these sorts of things, just all is information that you're gathering. This is getting in the swim. The next one is meet gatekeepers. So gatekeepers are businesses or business people or professionals that are interacting with your target market on a day-to-day basis. So an example might be accountants, could be lawyers, certainly business lawyers, tradespeople though, who are maybe working for existing landlords. And by having those conversations with the gatekeepers, they might introduce you to a landlord or give you some information about what some of their landlord clients are doing. And then the next step really, of course, is trying to get in front of other landlords, because ultimately the buildings that you might want to buy currently sit with a landlord, right? So why not go to the source? Why not go direct to vendor? Now, sometimes property when you buy is owned by the occupying business, but more often not, it's actually a landlord that owns it. And they have their own cycles. Many students I'm working with at the moment have actually been buying or talking to people about buying their properties because they're just older and they've just gone through that cycle and they're maybe 70s, 80s, and they're like, I want to offload this. I want to go and spend the money on something else. So that's all about timing, isn't it? But you've got to build up your network. So as I say, get out networking, meet some gatekeepers, try and find some tradespeople that you're working with that know landlords. This is commercial ones, of course. But this all leads on to the most important thing, which is find a group of peers who are on the same path as you and willing to share ideas, challenges, questions, because actually finding out what other people are doing in this sector is really going to help increase your knowledge very quickly. And interestingly, all of these things I've spoken about so far are about people, aren't they? So you're going to have to get out there and meet some people, I'm afraid, and that's part of getting in the swim. And just don't be scared of being shown up for not knowing enough. Just have a list of questions that you want to try and find the answers to, and that will give you something to communicate about, maybe make you feel a little bit more settled about when you're going out to talk to these different people and organisations. But let's move on to some other things that are not quite all about people. So another thing about getting in the swim is hit the streets. Seek out those buildings that have for sale signs, to let signs, go and research them. Look for the dilapidated properties and investigate them. They might be the ones that don't have a sign on them, or they have a for sale sign or a to let sign that's clearly been there for a long time. You need to go and research these properties. Go and find out what's going on. Talk to your existing network for introductions. This is another one. If you are, this is effectively asking for referrals. So you will have a residential network of trades and people that you work with. Ask them. I'm considering getting into commercial property. Do you have any landlords that you work with that already do commercial? Yeah, so-and-so has been buying shops, da-da-da. Try and get an introduction. That could really help. And of course, you need to do research, research, and there's quite a bit you can do online. I make a bit fun about it, about you need to get out from behind the computer, but there are things there you can find out that are going to help. But don't end up in a dark room with a computer screen for hours and hours and hours. You've got to meet some people. To make any of this worthwhile, by the way, you need to make sure you pick an area you can get to know at a deeper level, because there's no point looking everywhere and getting to know nowhere. There's a lot of information out there about shops and industrial spaces and self-storage and all the different sectors that there are, but add in the complication of looking at multiple different areas and now your knowledge base is about macro level, not micro, and it's all about the local market. So you need to just spend that little bit more concentrated time on a specific area. And then, of course, you can check out the growth plans for that area and get some of the demographics, some of the recent planning details maybe, so you can see if this is a growth area that you're looking at. So in summary, look, let's just quickly run through those. Get your head up and make some moves. Meet some commercial agents. Take along a list of questions that you've pre-formed. Get networking with businesses. Meet some gatekeepers that might be able to induce you to the right people in the commercial sector. Speak to landlords yourself. Find a group of peers. Really important. It can be so lonely in this and uncertain without that sounding board. And if there's some people that you know that are simply getting on with it, it just keeps your feet on the ground and keeps you motivated. Hit the streets, go out and look for these problem properties and these properties that have been up for sale or to let. Talk to your existing network for connections. Research online, of course, although that is number 8 on my list here, is not the number 1. Pick that smaller area. Let me take a moment to thank Office R&D for supporting the podcast. It's really important to us that we only work with sponsors that we've used ourselves. It's all about being authentic, right? Office R&D is the best flexible workspace platform we've come across, and believe me, we've tried a few systems over the last 20 years. Office R&D helps us manage our invoicing, customer community, reporting, building access, and many more aspects of our day-to-day operations. Why not book yourself a free demo to see how they can help you free up more time to grow your business? Follow the partner link in the show notes. And check out the demographics and the growth aspirations for that area. Now, hopefully that's going to give you a few ideas on how to get started if you're wondering how to get started in this game, how to get in the swim. I think getting in the swim is about being patient, being deliberate about what you're trying to find out, and being patient with yourself. So park the ego. Don't worry about how you come across. Just ask lots of questions to try and build up your knowledge. And what you'll find is very quickly you'll be able to get into the swim, because you're concentrating on an area and you can start feeding back some of that information you've picked up to those new people you start talking to. It's just like any business, isn't it, really? Let me just talk to you about something else. So it's actually probably quite a good time for me to tell you about a project we've been working on feverishly in the background. We've been pulling together the content and structure to extend our CPI network to a wider audience. We're actually launching a new level of membership called, funnily enough, Getting in the Swim. I've been wanting to do this for ages, but we've had to make sure it was put together in the best possible way, taking into account the time that we have as a team, the tech that's available now to make these things happen, and of course the content that we can provide for you. So we've been working with a smaller group of advanced commercial property investors and mastermind groups, as you probably know, but now it's time for us to open up that learning to a wider audience. So the network's actually been up and running for a while, but we're continually testing and improving it. For those that decide to join us, the months of November, December of this year are going to be for free. So let me tell you about some of the components we've added into this platform and the events we'll be running. Because one of the most talked about bits of feedback we've had from our clients has been the face-to-face events and that peer-to-peer network, which is music to my ears, because that's one of the key fundamental things I want to achieve with CPI, Commercial Property Investors. It's building a network of commercial property investors who are sharing experiences. So they're out there actually in the swim. They may even have bought some commercial property and they are striving to develop their portfolio. Because one of the things that frustrates me so much about this industry is how opaque it is, the lack of transparency, and how few the number are of people who are actually willing to share. Now, it might just be that there's not the format and the forum there to do that, and a lot of the gatekeepers, i.e. the commercial agents to property deals, tend to hold things a bit close to their chest, has meant that building a network of individuals, private investors that is, not suited people and professionals and everything else that are out there serving the industry, but actually private individual investors, it's been quite difficult to create that network. So that's something that I'm really keen on doing. And through the podcast and the audience we've created so far, we have a peer-to-peer network growing, and I just want to make it so that that's more accessible to more of our listeners. So we're going to have four full live networking and education days per year. So once a quarter, we'll be able to get everybody together that wants to come and join us. And there's a day there of education, training, to an extent, but effectively sharing what members have been doing, talking about different strategies, and giving lots of time over to networking and talking to peers. There's a private Facebook group for members, which you'll be able to join. That's been up and running for a while, but you'll be able to access that. And there'll be access to live online content every fortnight for education, networking, those sorts of opportunities. So basically, when we're not meeting together live, there will be continuous opportunities to meet other people online and to have discussions and to do some networking. And of course, that can be done through the Facebook group as well. There'll be a monthly podcast guest Q&A. That's something we've been doing with our Mastermind members and our Advanced members, where some of those individuals that come in and share with us on the podcast and done an interview agree to come back and do a Q&A session to our private group. So if there's been some questions, you've listened to maybe a podcast recently, thought, oh, that was interesting, but Jerry, you just didn't ask this question. Well, that would be your opportunity to ask the podcast guest. It's in a private forum. It'll probably be, we currently use Zoom, but we'll probably stream that into the Facebook group as well. And that's where you will be able to have a little bit more contact directly with the podcast guest, and at least beforehand ask questions or during the live event. There'll also be exclusive how-to content, such as the PDF I spoke about earlier on, with details on how to conduct that first agent meeting without feeling out your depth. So there's quite a few, and that's being added to as we go along. There'll be a monthly deal forum, which we've been running in our private groups already, and that's where we get to spend a little bit of time concentrating in on specific deals that people are working on, or maybe they've just completed. I always find it fascinating looking at different projects, particularly in this sphere, because every single one of them is so different. There'll be access to some exclusive video content on different strategies, tips, tactics. We've actually been working on quite a lot of video content in the last little while, so that will be available on there and continuously updated. So these are just some of the things that are going to be available for that membership level. And, you know, I really would encourage you to join the CPI network and benefit from the support of other investors and industry professionals, and you'll be able to find opportunities to collaborate and learn from one another. Many of our members have already collaborated on deals and formed successful working relationships, some of them JVs. So put yourself in an environment where you can learn from those who've significantly scaled their commercial property portfolio, or from those who are just a little bit further ahead. Someone in the CPI network will have the experience that you need for you to be able to take those next steps. You don't have to feel on your own anymore. There is a network there available for you to meet other people that are in the swim. The price point for this is deliberately low. I'm going to let you go and find that out. I think it's incredibly good value, but it's not going to stay there forever. There is a discount price on this membership for just now. So take a look. It'll be in the show notes. There'll be a link there. There's no long-term commitment. So you can join. If you're not feeling you're getting the value, then you can leave. Obviously, we wouldn't like you to. But if you decide to commit to a year's membership with us, then there is a pretty hefty discount for that too. If you commit to us, we'll give you a good discount for that. So check out the show notes, as I say, for a link to more details on all of that stuff I've just talked to you about, and to reserve your spot. There are So many exciting trends and opportunities going on in this industry right now. And there are some people that are scared out there, but I do think that flex space, apart hotels, changes to retail and the high street and improvements in certain planning conditions are adding loads of opportunities for us. But we do need to spend some time concentrating on how that can work for us in our target area and how we can solve problem buildings with some of these opportunities. So if you're going to add commercial to your portfolio, then remember, take a deep breath and get in the swim. Hi there, I hope you're enjoying the content delivered on the CPI podcast. Even though it's free to listen to, it actually takes quite a bit of time and financial commitment to deliver each and every episode. Did you know that by leaving a positive written review, you, yes, you, will have a direct impact on the visibility of the podcast? And that's really important, because by reaching a wider audience, it helps our team to continually improve the overall content that we deliver to you week after week. For some of you, leaving a review will be second nature, but for others, it might be your first one. Open your podcast app, pick the CPI podcast and search for previous reviews. And on iTunes in particular, click to look at all of the reviews and then you'll see an option to leave a written review. Go on, it'll only take 2 minutes and it'll really make our day. And we genuinely read every single one of them.